Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 28, 10 Things to Remember About Toxic Family Members, Part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator, back with another post from one of the best relationship blogs on the planet. Today I'll be reading the second part of a post from Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Yesterday I read part one of this post, so you may want to check that episode out first if you haven't already. And that's episode 27, just in case you may be bouncing around. Also, today is your last chance to join our mailing list. For those of you who may be interested in our random book giveaway, to join, all you have to do is go to oldpodcast.com. The drawing is at midnight tonight, so good luck. And with that, let's hear the second part of this post from Mark Chernoff as we start optimizing your life. 10 Things to Remember About Toxic Family Members, Part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Number 5. You do not have to neglect yourself just because they do. Practice self-care every day. Seriously, if you're forced to live or work with a toxic person, then make sure you get enough alone time to rest and recuperate. Having to play the role of a focused, rational adult in the face of toxic moodiness can be exhausting, and if you're not careful, the toxicity can infect you. Toxic family members can keep you up at night as you constantly question yourself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I really so terrible that they despise me so much? I can't believe she did that. I'm so hurt. Thoughts like these can keep you agonizing for weeks, months, or even years. Sometimes this is the goal of a toxic family member, to drive you mad and make you out to be the crazy one, because oftentimes they have no idea why they feel the way they do, and they can't see beyond their own emotional needs. Hence, their relentless toxic communication and actions. And since you can't control what they do, it's important to take care of yourself so you can remain centered, feeling healthy, and ready to live positively in the face of negativity when you must. Mindfulness, meditation, prayer, and regular exercise work wonders. Number 6. If their toxic behavior becomes physical, it's a legal matter that must be addressed. If you've survived the wrath of a physical abuser in your family and you tried to reconcile things, if you forgave and you struggled, and even if the expression of your grief had you succumb to outbursts of toxic anger, if you spent years hanging on to the notions of trust and faith, even after you knew in your heart that those beautiful intangibles upon which love is built and sustained would never be returned, and especially if you stood up as the barrier between an abuser and someone else and took the brunt of the abuse in their place, you are a hero. But now it's time to be the hero of your future. Enough is enough. If someone is physically abusive, they are breaking the law and they need to deal with the consequences of their actions. Number 7. Although it's hard, you can't take their toxic behavior personally. It's them, not you. Know this. Toxic family members will likely try to imply that somehow you've done something wrong. And because the feeling guilty button is quite large on many of us, even the implication that we might have done something wrong can hurt our confidence and unsettle our resolve. Don't let this happen to you. Remember, there is a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you take nothing personally. Most toxic people behave negatively not just to you, but to everyone they interact with. Even when the situation seems personal, even if you feel directly insulted, it usually has nothing to do with you. What they say and do and the opinions they have are based entirely on their own self-reflection. Angel and I discuss this in more detail in the Self-Love and Relationships chapters of 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number 8. Hating them for being toxic only brings more toxicity into your life. As Gandhi once said, an eye for an eye will only make the whole world blind. Regardless of how despicable a family member has acted, never let hate build in your heart. Fighting hatred with hatred only hurts you more. When you decide to hate someone, you automatically begin digging two graves, one for your enemy and one for yourself. Hateful grudges are for those who insist that they are owed something. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is for those who are strong enough and smart enough to move on. After all, the best revenge is to be unlike the person who hurt you. The best revenge is living well in a way that creates peace in your heart. Number 9. People can change, and some toxic family relationships can be repaired in the long run. When trust is broken, which happens in nearly every family relationship at some point, it's essential to understand that it can be repaired, provided both people are willing to do the hard work of self-growth. In fact, it's at this time when it feels like the solid bedrock of your relationship has crumbled into dust that you're being given an opportunity to shed the patterns and dynamics with each other that haven't been serving you. It's painful work and a painful time, and the impulse will be to walk away, especially if you believe that broken trust cannot be repaired. But if you understand that trust levels rise and fall over the course of a lifetime, you'll be more likely to find the strength to hang in, hang on, and grow together. But it does take two. You can't do it alone. Read Loving What Is. Number 10. Sadly, sometimes all you can do is let go for good. All details aside, this is your life. You may not be able to control all the things toxic family members do to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them in the long run. You can decide not to let their actions and opinions continuously invade your heart and mind. And above all, you can decide whom to walk beside into tomorrow and whom to leave behind today. In a perfect world, we would always be able to fix our relationships with toxic family members. But as you know, the world isn't perfect. Put in the effort and do what you can to keep things intact. But don't be afraid to let go and do what's right for you when you must. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Things to Remember About Toxic Family Members, Part 2, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Mark and Angel are frequently featured on Optimal Living Daily for those of you who may want to hear more of their content being narrated to you for free. Optimal Living Daily covers some of the best minimalism and personal development blogs out there, and you can subscribe to that podcast by simply searching for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show. And, as promised, here is a final reminder for those of you interested in winning a book. The drawing is at midnight tonight, so make sure and join our mailing list beforehand to have a chance at winning. You can join by simply going to oldpodcast.com. Best of luck to you. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to episode 28. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you again on Thursday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.